فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Great to have you with us again in this 11th episode. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi'. We continue into the Tajweed episodes, and we are up to the Isti'adha and Basmala. Inshallah, today we are going to talk in this episode about the ways of Isti'adha, which is A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, and Basmala, which is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So when we start reciting Quran, of course we have the book in front of us, or holding the book with the wudu, facing the Qibla, and making the intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and having that istihbar, we present that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to us. So we start a surah, in any surah in the Quran, by saying A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, or A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim. Then it is, if it is a surah, as Imam al-Shatibi says, it is la budda minha, which is very important, and it is wajib, according to Tariq al-Shatibiyya, to start every surah with a basmala. There is differences of opinion among the ulama of qira'at. Some of the qurra, among the 10 qurra, some of them have reported saying the surahs of the Quran with a basmala. Some of them have reported without the basmala. As you know, the fuqaha, and among the ulama and the scholars of Islam, of the four imams, have different of opinion about saying the basmala. The basmala of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, is it compulsory before a surah, and in or it is mustahab, it is recommended, or it is a part of the surah or not part of the surah? So, as Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim have been mentioned in the Quran in every surah except Surah Bara'a, which is Surah At-Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this surah without Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, when they recorded in front of Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, as well as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they have recorded and brought the script of the Quran without Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in the regard this surah, Surah Bara'a or Surah At-Tawbah. Now, in Surah An-Naml, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned this within the verse of the ayah, Surah 30, Surah An-Naml, ayah 30, وَأَنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, when we start reciting the Quran, we will start, if it's the beginning of a surah, this is the way how we do it. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. This is called قطع الجميع. Cut everything. You cut and you start, you do the waqf. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We cut, we do the waqf. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We cut, we do the waqf. And then we say الحمد لله رب العالمين, the beginning of the surah or beginning of the ayah. The second way to say isti'adha is to do in this manner. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. So we join isti'adha and basmala, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, as one. Then we stop, we do the waqf, then we proceed to say the beginning of a surah. The third way is to have all the way together, which is connected. Everything is connected. It's called waslul jami'. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. That's called joining all together, linking and connecting isti'adha, basmala, and the beginning of surah or the ayah. The fourth way in isti'adha is to stop at the isti'adha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. You stop there. Now we move to the basmala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If it is between the two surahs, what do we do? Surah, end of the surah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then the beginning of the surah. So say for example, I'm reading Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas. I want to join the two surahs, and I have the basmala in between. That is in the case for every surah in the Quran except Surah Bara'a and Surah Al-Tawbah. So we read the first wajh and the first way is to join everything together.
مِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ.
That's the first wajh, or the first way. قَطْعُ الْجَمِيعِ is the opposite way, that you stop at the end of the surah, you stop at Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then you proceed with the surah.
مِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس.
Then we have the third wajh, which is end of the surah you stop, then you proceed by joining the Bismillah الرحمن الرحيم with the beginning of the following surah.
من شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس.
These are three ways. وصل الجميع, which is joining everything together and connecting everything together. قطع الجميع, which is cutting everything and do the waqf in between. And the third way is to stop at the end of the surah and join the beginning of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and the beginning of the surah. The fourth way is to join the end of the surah with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which is not permissible. So say for example, you say
مِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ,
and you stop there. That is not allowed. Do not do it. So you either join or stop, you cut everything, or join Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim with the beginning of the surah after you stopped at the end of the surah. So these are the ways of isti'adha, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, and the ways of doing the join and the connection between the two surahs. Except bara'a, we do not do it. So bara'a, we have either we stop at the end of Surah Al-Anfal, then we say bara'a, or we do sakt, which is the pause. We're going to talk later on about sakatat al-Quran, the pauses of the Quran. So, or we do the join of the Surah Al-Anfal and Bara'a together. It's called Waslul Jami'. Now, there are some tips we would like to mention about Isti'adha, because this is the beginning of Tajweed. And that is the balance between the short vowels and the long vowels in Arabic language and Quran. So if you read a word in the Arabic language or in the Quran, say in the verse, each letter would be sounded by a short vowel or a long vowel. A short vowel, it is either fatha, dhamma, or kasra. Fatha by saying a, dhamma by saying u, kasra by saying I. So by having that fatha and opening the wider the mouth slightly by saying a, or lowering your lower jaw by saying I, or putting the lips together, which is dam in Arabic language, you would say u. That is 1 second. If you go below 1 second, or above 1 second, above the fatha, dhamma, kasra, or below the fatha, dhamma, kasra, in the length of sounding, so the unit of measurement of short vowel in Arabic language is approximately 1 second. If you go below or above, it will be lahanjali. And lahanjali means the obvious mistake which we have mentioned, which is not allowed in the Quran. And the ulama, they call it al-ikhtilas or al-ishba'. What is al-ikhtilas? Al-ikhtilas is, in Arabic language, is a person who hides while stealing. Ikhtilasa amwal al-nas means taking the wealth and the property or the money of the people while hiding. So ikhtilas means it is a terminology mentioned in the Quran which is used, and similar to that is called the rawm. So ikhtilas is to take away two-thirds of the letter, two-thirds of the sound of the letter. Okay, so say for example a letter of Arabic language with one short vowel of 1 second is divided into three parts. If you take two parts away and you leave only one part, that's called ikhtilas. If you take one part away, it will be rawm. Now we will talk later on about what is rawm and what is ishmam, but we want to understand that the unit of measurement of Arabic language according to our understanding in our time is 1 second, by saying ba 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 2 seconds, ba 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 3 seconds, haraka haraka haraka. And that's a haraka in Arabic language means the movement of the lips by saying ba 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 or bu 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 or bu is 1 second. So if you say for example a'udhu billahi a'udhu billahi, so you did not make 2 seconds, you said a'udhu billahi, or saying a'udhu dhubi dhubi a'udhu dhu. And the common mistakes I'd like to mention is just to be careful when saying bismillahir rahmanir rahim. The common bismillahir rahmanir rahim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, rahmana rahmanir rahim, bismillah mi bismillahir rahmanir rahim, ha kasra hi, ha kasra hi. This qaida baghdadiya, qaida nuraniya, ha kasra hi. Bismillahir rahmani, noon kasra ni, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. This is very important. If you do shorten the long vowel, it's called the obvious mistake. If you shorten the short vowel, it's also an obvious mistake. So we have to, inshallah, we will get more of these tips while we recite some part of the Quran, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and to learn the Quran and practice the Quran and convey this Quran to the nations. Barakallahu feekum. See you next week, next part of this Tajweed episode. And leave a comment and please contact us and let us know about this. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hani'an mari'an walidaka alayhima malabisu anwarim min at-taji wal-hula.